month, VPR Classical highlights the work of talented young composers in the area. This feature is called the Student Composer Showcase, and it's produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online composition mentoring program. This March, we'll meet Colin Desch, a ninth grader at Montpelier High School. To start, I asked Colin about an interesting musical tradition in his family.
Oh, yeah. My dad has me and my sister compose pieces for them and for him, and we play them. That's basically his Christmas present, and that's what we've done for the past few years. He has them get more elaborate each time, and so next year I'll have to compose a whole symphony for him, probably.
That's really nice. What was last year's piece about?
It was just a slow piece for my sister plays the flute, and so I kind of had her bounce around a little bit, and I would just pitch on the cello.
So recently you had a piece premiered by the Vermont Symphony Orchestra at the State House in Montpelier. Tell us about that experience.
Sandy McLeod introduced me to Matt, who would be mentoring me on my piece that I created for them. It took a few months to get it started, and I just continued from there. And then the first time I heard it played by them was a few hours before the performance. I got to hear them practice it for the first time, which is very interesting because it improved a lot between then and the time it was played. It was interesting to hear how just in the few hours they progressed so much, just being very professional.
So you worked on it over a couple months. How did it change over that time?
I actually restarted the entire thing once, twice or three times until I got a real thing that I thought I could move on with. You start with just a little bit. You just go off of a few measures, and then from there you just take it inch by inch and bit by bit, and over time it just becomes a larger piece. It's kind of hard to explain, but it just sort of takes on its own personality over time.
Is that normal for your pieces? Is that how you start?
Yes, definitely. It's kind of a try and try again sort of style. You just go and you just try out multiple chord progressions and try again, and you just have to keep trying until you find something you really like. Very rarely you get something on the first try.
What's the feeling like when you hit it, when you feel like you get something and you're like, yes, I want to build this?
Yeah, it's very satisfying when you work on something and restart it for a while and you finally find something that sounds good to you, to know that you finally come up with something that you can work off of. In terms of the music, I think people should just understand that music is a thing that comes from inspiration, and there's really nothing you can pull just straight out of your head. You have to really think about it a lot to find something that comes very close to being purely creative.
So tell us about the piece itself. It's named Tempesta, is that right?
Last year, I remember it was a pretty tough winter, and I got the inspiration from last year's snowstorms when it was very cold and very tough. And you start off with a little bit of an introduction. You're sort of starting to see the snow, and it's sort of starting to come down. And then as it moves on, it gets more powerful, and you really feel the energy of the snowstorm, and then it gets darker and it takes on more of a foreboding feel. Over time, you kind of feel the different parts of the snowstorm, like the light snow and the frost and the cold, or the more powerful flurries. And in the end, it sort of just all slips away when there's just those last few crumbles coming out of the sky.
Thank you.